Americans stayed home, and the Consumer Price Index dropped like a rock. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 12th day of May. Thanks for being with us. Burger King owner says everything about the restaurant business is going to change. Walmart to give employees more money. Renters can't pay. That means landlords can't pay. So who wins at all of this? We'll share. How will movie theaters lure customers back? Maybe go back to the future. There's a second wave of economic trouble, they say. The Wall Street Report, and Elon Musk tells California to arrest him. Those stories, plus something partly personal, a brief conversation with our daughter and granddaughter on the new normal. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company, at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and a little bit later on, we'll hear from Hunter. We're going to be doing something partly personal. Shades of 2008 as consumer prices in April fell to levels we've not seen since then. Americans stayed at home, so leading the charge downward was demand in gasoline and air travel. Today's report from the Labor Department also showed a record decline in underlying prices last month, raising the specter of a bout of deflation as the economy sinks deeper into a recession triggered by lockdowns to slow the spread of COVID-19. So what are the signs? Well, the government reported just last Friday that the economy lost 20.5 million jobs in April, the deepest plunge since the Great Depression. The economy contracted in the first quarter at its steepest pace since the 2007-2009 downturn. Deflation, that's a decline in the general price level, is harmful during a recession as consumers and businesses may delay purchases in anticipation of lower prices. The consumer price index tumbled 0.8% last month after falling by 0.4% in March. That was the largest decline since December of 2008, when the economy was in the throes of a recession, and marked the second straight monthly decrease in the consumer price index. Restaurant Brands International, that's the owner of Burger King and Tim Hortons, says the food service industry needs to change for the foreseeable future and possibly forever. In an open letter today, Chief Executive Officer Jose Chill says his company is preparing to welcome diners back as some governments start to reopen their economies. One option being considered is more comfortable and reusable masks that may become part of their standard uniforms at Burger King. He also said the company is increasing its digital ordering capabilities by adding its restaurants to smartphone apps. In addition, the company is making unspecified improvements to its drive-thrus and adding curbside pickup service. Inside restaurants, it's making sure that customers are spaced out all locations of the interior, regardless of local regulations. But the new normal, according to Burger King, may be more delivery rather than eat-in. Time will tell. You know, it wasn't that long ago that Walmart gave its full-time workers a $300 bonus and part-timers $150. It looks like the company is going to do it again, and the payout will be about $390 million. Walmart paid out bonuses of the same amounts back on April 2nd. Meanwhile, the company has hired more than 200,000 workers since announcing its first cash bonus. Walmart also previously raised minimum wages for entry-level workers in its e-commerce warehouses by $2 an hour. Those pay bumps are set to expire May 25th. Pandemic special pay bumps are also set to expire soon for employees of Starbucks and Kroger's. You know, as thousands of renters can't or won't pay the rent, that action trickles down to the landlords who owe lenders more than $1 trillion combined. The next housing crisis is here, and this time it's about rentals. Across the United States, landlords and tenants are wrangling over the next month's rent, while an approaching avalanche of evictions threatens to bury them both. to avert a damaging wave of foreclosures like the one that swept the country more than a decade ago, Congress included a provision in the $2.2 trillion rescue package it approved back in March that allows homeowners with government-backed mortgages to defer payments for up to a year. But Washington stopped short of offering renters comparable relief on the assumption that those in distress would likely qualify for the $1,200 checks the Treasury began mailing out in April, as well as beefed up unemployment benefits. In an Urban Institute survey of renters carried out from March 25 to April 10, almost half said they had experienced material hardships in the previous month. And think of it, in reality, just how far does $1,200 go? Many U.S. states have imposed moratoriums on evictions, but without a national rental market bailout, the economic pain is likely to spread as effectively as the virus that caused it, flowing upward to landlords, their lenders, and cities that are going to be losing property tax revenue. Trade associations that represent landlords are lobbying Congress for $100 billion to cover some of the rental shortfall with direct payments to property owners, but they have yet to unite behind any of the various proposals floating around Congress. The winners in all of this won't be the renters, and it won't be the landlords, but maybe the banks and Wall Street as they absorb more valuable property. In some places, movie theaters are planning to open, but the question is, will people go? First, there's the problem of not many new movies slated to debut, so theaters are looking to bring back some classics and charge a fraction of the usual admission price, with some charging as little as $2 to $5 a ticket. Some states, including Texas and Georgia, have announced plans to allow theaters to reopen at limited capacities. Movie theaters have also been ramping up sanitation measures like wiping down seats between showings. Including drive-ins, more than 200 theaters are expected to be open in North America this coming weekend. As of 2019, there were more than 5,800 sites to watch movies in the U.S. alone. That according to the National Association of Theater Owners. Now, not everybody's on board with opening up and showing old movies. The nation's largest theater chain, AMC Entertainment Holdings, has said it plans to keep their doors closed until new films become available. Well, just as epidemiologists are concerned that a post-reopening second wave of COVID-19 cases could further batter America's healthcare system, many economists warn that the current wave of nutritional insecurity and overwhelmed food banks could be just the beginning of an economic crisis and that will get worse in August if Congress doesn't act now. For all of Congress's flaws, the existing economic recovery programs they've passed recently, especially the bonus unemployment insurance provisions of the CARES Act, have done a pretty good job in sheltering many from the most vulnerable people of the most severe forms of economic pain. But those provisions expire at the end of July, and unless the labor market is completely fixed by then, which seems unlikely, a huge hit to America's spending power seems probable in later summer. At the same time, a separate program, the Paycheck Protection Program, seems unlikely to prevent a serious number of small business failures. Now, remember, it is the consumer that's responsible for nearly 70% of our GDP, and when consumers are not consuming, well, you get the idea. This economic hit could take years to turn around, not months. Do we or don't we? You know, a month ago on rumors that the nation was seeking to reopen our economy quickly, the markets went up. Today, investors are not so sure. The Dow closed down 457 points, or 1.9%. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ lost 2%. The latter, the NASDAQ, came off of a six-session winning streak. The major averages remained up at least 8.4% for the quarter, despite today's declines. Stocks poised to benefit from economies reopening rolled over in afternoon trading, dragging down the major averages. Bank of America, Citigroup, JPMorgan Chase, and Wells Fargo all fell at least 3%. Nike and Disney both closed 2.9% lower. Investors also cooled off from buying technology stocks. Facebook, Amazon, and Apple all slid by more than 1%. Netflix and Alphabet both closed 2% lower on the trading day. All eyes were on the U.S. Senate today as Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and other health officials testified before the Senate Health Committee to discuss reopening the economy. Fauci noted a vaccine will be essential in stopping the coronavirus spread, but warned it will be a while before one usable is available. Fauci added the U.S. could face more suffering and death if states start to reopen too quickly. And finally, there is this. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said production was restarting at the company's California plant despite local coronavirus shutdown orders. The move sharply escalates what's rapidly become one of the highest-profile showdowns between business and government about reopening. The Wall Street Journal says that Musk filed a lawsuit against Alameda County, where the plant is located. He demanded that it be allowed to open, but authorities had demanded the area remain on lockdown until the end of May. Musk told his Twitter followers he would join his workers at the facility and said, quote, "If anyone is arrested, I ask that it only be me," end quote. Coming up next, we're going to do something partly personal. You may recognize the voice of Hunter Pease. She is the voice of the Business News Hour. Well, she has been staying at home with her 12-year-old daughter, Jovi, and we thought we might give you a glimpse into what their day is like. It's just a short piece, and it is, of course, partly personal. And you're invited to take part, should you wish. That's coming right up.